Conrail began work today to clean up a stretch of railroad tracks in Philadelphia that's been home to a vast encampment of heroin users. Outreach workers were out in force this morning, helping those struggling with addiction who are being displaced by the cleanup. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports.
Israel Reyes is standing outside an outreach trailer at A and Tusculum Streets, just across the street from the Conrail tracks where he woke up.
Yes, I've been living down the railroad tracks almost for 2.5 years. Yep, that's my residence.
Reyes says drug addiction brought him down there after he separated from his wife. He's here with a caseworker from Pathways to Housing, who's been working for the past 2 months to find him a spot in supportive housing. Reyes took their help when he heard that Conrail would be shutting down access to the tracks. Pathways to Housing doesn't have an apartment for him yet, but he'll finally have a roof over his head again. He's going to stay at a shelter at Prevention Point, Philadelphia.
There's a lot of people living down on the tracks that needs help.
Reyes is one of up to 75 homeless drug users that were still living at the tracks as of last week. Countless others go down there just to shoot up heroin. But they can't stay much longer. Once cleanup crews get to places where the drug users camp, police officers will remove anyone who remains. Outreach workers wearing orange shirts were roaming the area trying to enroll them in treatment and housing. Conrail and City Managing Director Michael DeBerardinas are trying to assure the community that they'll be sticking around to help long after the cleanup.
So we want to lift up this problem. We want to treat the folks who are addicted. We want to treat folks who have this heroin addiction.
City officials say 15 people signed up for treatment on this first day of the cleanup. Many residents worry that the cleanup will push drug users to other parts of the neighborhood, but Israel Reyes says that the help from Prevention Point and Pathways to Housing makes him hopeful.
Everything is going to get better. Hopefully, you know.
For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.